Well, hello friends, welcome to Will Activate Podcast. I used to work as a camp host and camp facilitator. And I would love to believe that I was good, you know, at what I did, but not the best, you know. I'm saying not the best because there are things that I didn't know how to do. For instance, I didn't know how to swim. And I had an experience when I was working there, and I felt rather hopeless, you know. I felt like I'm failing, for instance. So what happened was, one day there was a camp. There was a big camp at our campsite. Like, a lot of people. It was so nice. We were enjoying. It was great. And we were facilitating them and hosting them. So we had programs, you know, to say that when it was a particular time, another facilitator would go to another activity and we switch and so forth. But that happened like once in a while, you know, because we all specialized and we knew what we were doing with a particular activity. So I was placed at the pool just to watch people. And I did say that, you know what, I can't swim. And that was my weakness. I can't swim, you know. And there was this other German friend of mine who tried to teach me how to swim. Well, she succeeded to a point. but when I think about it now, she succeeded to a point. But still not that good. You know, on that day, I was like a couldn't swim whatsoever. I didn't have any skill. So we had a log. Our pool is big. So we had a log in between the pool. So there was this kid who jumped in the deep side, and it's like I think it was 1.7 to 2 meter deep. And she's short, you know. So she jumped in because her friends were jumping in. Her friends could swim, but she couldn't. So she started drowning, you know. She started drowning. And when I looked, I saw someone. Like, she's just pushing. She's just trying to get out, but she can't. And the leader the people that brought her to camp, then her leaders were not there. It was just the friends, and they were shouting because they can't save her, even though they can swim. In my mind, I had to come up with a solution. How am I going to save this kid? I can't run and go fetch another facilitator. First of all, it will speak badly about our campsite, and secondly, you know, she will die if I don't do anything. So luckily, I'm quick when it comes to problem solving sometimes. So I looked and I saw someone drowning, and first thing first that came in mind, William, you can't swim. If you go in there, she might pull you down and you might be you might drown. Basically, you know. So secondly, if you go in, you would have to knock her out so that you can be able to pull her out, you know. Thirdly, okay, wait, she's close to the log. Why don't you get on the log and try and pull her out using the log so that she has something to hold on to and she can breathe, you know. So I did that. So I ran after looking at whatever would happen. I ran and I didn't jump into the pool. I walked over the lock and I leaned for her. And when she went down, I put my hand in and I pulled her out. I didn't want to pull her while she's out. You know, you try to jump up and down when you are drowning, right? So when her hand was out, I didn't want to pull her out. So I felt like she will, when she goes down, she might pull me with her. So I would rather just pull her when she's within the water so that I can work with her, pulling her out, you know. So as she was trying to jump out, as you know, just to catch a bit of air, I pulled her. I pulled as hard as I can towards the log, because she was not even close to the log. I pulled her as hard as I can towards the log, and she felt my hand. She held me with both her hands, and I held the log with my other arm, and pulled her towards me. And you know, the kids were trying to help by just pushing as well, because they couldn't hold her, or you know, especially there was, I remember one boy just pushing her towards me. He pushed her, and I pulled her towards me. Then I made her hold the log. Then I gently helped her out of the pool. And during the meeting that evening, I was explaining that, and people were saying, "No, congratulations, William. At least you saved someone, and you thought quickly, and so forth." And, you know, but I was traumatized, because here's what I saw. When I pulled her out, I could see that she was, you know, taking too much water, one, and two, her pupil, something went weird with her pupil. I think it became smaller because she, I don't know, she was drowning or what, or she, you know, she was afraid. I don't know. So that traumatized me a bit. And that brings me to what I wanted to say to you today. There are so many people who are drowning in their lives today. There are so many people who are drowning in debt, drowning in marriage, drowning in their work, drowning in their... They feel like they don't have purpose, and therefore they just drowning in life, and they end up taking their lives. They end up getting into depression, frustration, stress, and so forth. Today, I want to encourage you to be the person who stretches his hand. You might not have the capacity to help out this person, whether financially, emotionally, psychologically, or otherwise. But I want to encourage you to be the one who stretches his hand. Sometimes we are the only people in the room. And you know, when you're drowning, sometimes you're just trying to catch that other breath. You don't have time to speak. You're just trying to breathe. You're just trying to... And it's hard for you because, you know, when you stretch your hand, when you need that help, when you need that assist, no one is there to help you breathe. And you just want to breathe in your finances. You want to breathe in your marriage. You want to breathe in your life, in your career. You want to breathe. But there's no space for you to be able to jump and breathe and catch a breath. And there's no one who's looking and timing you and saying that, okay, I'm going to catch her or grab her hand. I'm going to try and assist. There's no one. And sometimes, you know, there's you. There's another person in the room. While that person is jumping up and down and saying that, help me, help me, help me, there's you. And if you are that person jumping up and down, you know, and you look in, there's just one person, but you're not able to speak to them. You're not able to express how you are feeling and what you are going through. Because sometimes you feel like you're just giving people your problems. And to be honest, sometimes people just don't care. Even when they ask you how you're doing, they just want to hear you saying, no, I'm good. They don't care about your situations. They have situations themselves. But I want to encourage those that are looking, you know, can you be the one who stretches their hand, your hand, and just grab them and pull them? Because sometimes you're the only solution. Sometimes you are the only one who's able to help. Help them breathe. It might be traumatizing sometimes to you, but help someone breathe today. Help someone breathe. How do you help someone breathe? Just be there. Number two, just listen. Number three, suggest solutions. Maybe go see someone. Read this book. Watch this video. Number four, do you want a mentor? I can try and journey with you in this life. You know, when we do those things, we are able to save someone's life and help them catch a breath at least one more time.